So you are dealing with Original Nay, the host of They Won't, But We Fucking Will. Air quotes, I fucking will, because I'm the only person on here now for the foreseeable future. Look at my hair, guys. If you're watching on YouTube, my hair is getting so long. About time to dye it. My birthday is coming in 11 days, guys. 11 days. All right. So, first thing we do is we do the say it or choke, bitches. So, we're going to talk about the National Governors Association. And Trump just had a dinner party, guys. Let me say it right. Dinner party at the White House. Trump originally excluded Wes Moore, who was Maryland's black mayor, and also excluded, what's his name, Jared Polis, P-O-L-I-S, Polis, I believe is how you say it, from Colorado. He's the governor of Colorado because he is gay. So, we will let you guys know what we're going to do here. He originally excluded both of them. Golly, what's going on? He originally excluded both of them, guys. I'm sorry. My video was doing a little something quirky. I don't know. All right. This marked a break from decades of bipartisan tradition. In response, many Democratic governors threatened to boycott the dinner in solidarity to stick with the other governors. Democratic governors. Why is that such a hard word? I don't understand. Anyway, Wes Moore, Democratic governor of Maryland, originally not invited and did not attend the burial dinner. His words, burial dinner. This is, you know, midterm elections is coming and we need the House and the Senate to be predominantly Democratic so we can take it back and hopefully get Trump sayonara. Anyway, Jared Polis likewise excluded and did not attend. And then I believe Mara Healey, Democratic, publicly announced she would not attend any dinner or White House event tied to the governor's meeting. So, with that being said, guys, what is this world coming to? We trying to get rid of racism? Hell no. As long as Trump's in office, it's going to be racism forever. Broader Democratic boycott. About 18 Democratic governors, led by figures like Andy Beshear and others, joined in saying they would not attend the dinner if the event was not fully inclusive, meaning Democrats coming and being welcomed with open arms like the Republicans and the Independent Party. Their boycott was meant to protest the exclusion of their colleagues. The list wasn't fully disclosed, but most that did not attend was Democratic, and they did not go to list unity. This was a partisan standoff when it is used to be a bipartisan because of the parties, two parties, and it was just really a partisan because it was only one party. The Republicans were the only ones there slopping up the juices and eating the soup and smiling till their ears hurt with Trump. All right. So, last week, we're going to move on. Last week, I had three topics. And this is the shut up topics, you bitches. My first topic was number 46. And 46 is settling versus choosing. Now, to be honest with you guys, I don't think I ever chose. I think I always settled until this last breakup, which was in June of 23. And the reason I didn't settle no more is because I was sick of settling, guys. Sick of it. Sick of settling. And I just could not take the fact that my kindness was being taken as a weakness. So I chose peace. I chose sleep. I chose being able to not have to worry about somebody blaming me for doing something that I was not doing, guys. Was not doing. So let's see. How many of y'all actually chose to say as a settle? Because I did that too. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Got with him in 2008. Everything was peaches and cream. Like all relationships in the beginning are, they are peaches and fucking cream. He was an alcoholic from the beginning. I already knew that. But as time went on, he went from drinking the fucking liquid crack, the Steel Reserve, the tall cans, or the 40-ounce glass bottles back then. They eventually turned to plastic bottles. And he was drinking gin. So, through the years, and when I say years, because 2008 to 23 is a lot of years, guys. I was like 15. He started drinking just liquor. And he went from gin to vodka. To the bottom of the barrel vodka. Whereas if you throw that bottle on the floor, it fizzes up and it turns white almost instead of clear. Imagine what it's doing to your fucking insides. Anyway, that would be Burnett's. Nastiest tasting shit I ever fucking tasted. Along with the Steel, because plenty of times I picked up his can of Steel when I was dry mouthed and thirsty. Worst mistakes I ever made, but I made it multiple times because I don't know, with my age, I get dry mouth. Wonder why. Anyway, so I chose to stay because I thought I was in love. Actually, let me take that back. I was in love for about half of the relationship. I started to see red flags, but once again, I didn't want to leave because I was in love. I'm trying to say thought again, but I was in love. I can't lie. I was definitely in love. But before I left in 23, I had been out of love. Do I still have love for him? Yes, I do. I have mad love for him, and I pray for him to get his shit straight so that he can either get a job, find another woman that's going to stay with him. Because if he drinks like that, the only person that's going to stay with him and it's going to be toxic is another alcoholic. And I'm not one of them. I'm not an alcoholic. Look at me. I want ice. I was going to have my bottle of wine today, guys. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see I got the corkscrew all the way down through the bottom. But I can't pull it out. It's too fucking tough. But it's called Cooper's Hawk Winery and Restaurants Sweet Red Sweet Wine. Now, if this tastes like Kool-Aid, once I do get this motherfucker open, I'm going to be drinking it like it's Kool-Aid, and then it's going to hit my ass. So maybe it's best I don't drink it until after my son comes home tonight. That way, I don't have to go back out and get him and do some running around and then come back in. All right. So, that was 46, because eventually my choosing left my settling, and I got the fuck out of Dodge. No, the next one I had is 473. It was a two-part question. It says, who do you think forgives you when you are gone? And what memory do you wish you could erase forever? Who do I want to forgive me when I'm gone? Honestly, no fucking body. Because if you don't forgive me while I'm here, don't fucking try to forgive me while I'm gone. What the hell good is that going to do? If I tried and tried and tried to get your forgiveness for something I may have done, and I don't do that much, so the forgiveness that I'm asking for can't be that bad. But you might be stuck in your ways like I'm stuck in mine. And excuse me. For nobody. Nobody do I want to choose to forgive me. Settle like you're settling now. I crack myself up sometimes. But really, settle like you're settling now. And what memory do you wish you could erase forever? The memory I wish I could erase forever, it would be just that, a memory. But it wouldn't bring the person back but I would erase the memory from my mind about my father taking his life on August 1st, 1989, when he was 39 years old and I was 14. I was the oldest of three of us. I'm 6 years older than my brother, 8 years older than my sister. We share the same father. They have the same mother, but I have a different mom. My mother got married to our father when she was 17. My grandmother signed the papers for it. She dropped out of school, but she did get her GED. My father was 25 when they got married. So, yeah, because she was 21 when she had me. So he was 25 when I was born. Okay, so got married at 17, had me at 21. For 4 years, they were married before I came along. But they got divorced, I think around when I was 2, maybe 3. I don't know. I know I was real young and I didn't know. I remember my father coming to see me. He was drunk. We were staying at my grandmother's house in Riverdale, PG County, if anybody knows that. And my grandfather answered the door. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I remember him having his double barrel shotgun behind the door when he opened the door and saw my father. And my father, of course, he said, like, hey, I was just coming here to see Renee. And my grandfather says, you know what time it is? He was like, yeah, I just left the bar. It's like 1 something. Like, yeah, in the morning. And she's a baby. She's not up right now. You can come back tomorrow during regular hours. After 9 in the morning, you know, if you want to come for breakfast or coffee, you know, let Sue, that's my mother's name, let Sue know that you're coming by. Call before you come. Don't just show up like you just did at 2 o'clock in the morning, because it's not 1 something, it's 2. And he went about his way. But I was daddy's little girl. And when he took his life, I wasn't going over and seeing him every other weekend because I was told that he had to make a choice. His wife, my sister and brother's mom, or me. Well, to be daddy's little girl and to find out that he chose his wife and his other two children basically over me crushed me. But it made me who I am today. And I don't take anything for granted anymore, because after losing him and then losing my grandmother in 23, it has not been the best. But I'm still strong and I'm a survivor. So what memory do you wish you could erase forever? My father's suicide. But the only reason I would want to erase that is if he could come back and be here. And he can't. So I understand. So we won't talk about that. All right. So the next one was 503. Have you ever felt wanted for your body, your money, or your protection? Protection I can scratch out because I'm not the man. Most of the time you look at men for the protection. I mean, I can hit somebody with a bat, a crowbar, tire iron, I don't know what. I can grab something and hit them and get them startled and disturbed so that we can get the fuck away. But if it's a grown-ass man, I ain't doing much because he's going to overpower my fat ass. Anyway, my body, these things, and that stuff down there, I've always felt like that. Again, I killed myself. No, let me stop saying that because my father actually did. So let's say something else. I really make me laugh. I'm so hilarious. Hairy ass, hilarious. Money, I was always the breadwinner in all my relationships. It seems like I had a magnet that brought the people that was fucking broke into my life. Men, women, kids, whatever. So, but in relationship wise, feeling like I was wanted for my money, hell yeah. You know, my kids was younger, I could tax return. I was getting $10,000-$15,000 back in tax return with 4 kids. Who wouldn't come out the woodworks and fucking try to seduce me or make me feel like you want me and all that? So you can get a pair of Tims, drive in some Ubers or some hacks, and get to the movies. eat out instead of cooking. Food stamps, shit. Back in the day, food stamps, I was getting $1,000 almost in food stamps for four kids growing up. Sheesh. What I would do to get that now? They tell my ass I make too much fucking money to get food stamps. And tax return? I ain't seeing that. All my kids grown. They're all over 17. That's the last year you get that fucking tax, child tax credit. Okay? So, but as I said, protection? No. That wouldn't have been me. No protection, honestly. None at fucking all. As I'm not protecting you. If you're going to be in my life, you're going to fucking protect me. Alright. So, I'm going to say, oh, because my little boo thing just texted me. Anyway, so this next week, the vault, you opened it, bitches. And now I'm going to tell you the four topics that I'm going to do next week. The first one is going to be 541. And that topic is outgrowing friends you thought were forever. I'm going to circle that instead of putting a line through it. So that's the first topic I'm doing next week. The next one is 556. When your parent was your first bully. Oh, I can't wait to do that one. Huh. Got quite a few from my mother. She was a bully, but she couldn't handle me because I was always bigger than her. All right. The next one is going to be 560. Comparing yourself to the person they cheated with. I can't wait for that one. That's going to be about the ex that I just left in 23. And the girl, she ain't a woman if she acts like the way she does. She's a girl. And how I try to compare myself to her, but I'm 100% better than her. And I will say that to her, even if she was the whoop my ass. But anyway, 575 is my fourth and final. What if I'm addicted to the almost? That sounds like me, don't it? What if I'm addicted to the almost? All right. So I got four topics for next week, guys. I just want to let y'all know that our Maryland East Coast weather is fucking bipolar. So they have been doing the little things where they put it on your weather app. What's going to happen in the next 7 days or 8 days, whatever it may be. The first fucking one was, it's supposed to snow tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday. But now it's supposed to rain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday's supposed to be in the 70s in fucking March. Are you fucking ridiculous? This is crazy. So I say that to say this, guys. If you're going to go out and enjoy this weather on Friday, even though it's going to be raining and in the 70s, please, 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 if you decide to drink, smoke, get high off of something that I don't even ever think about, then be safe. Make sure you got a sober ride. I don't know. Do they still do those rides where you can call them if you're drunk, even if it's not a holiday? They used to do that shit when I was growing up when I hit 21. It was all broadcast everywhere. Sober. Call this ride for your sober ride home. Leave your car and come back tomorrow. So anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, I'm going to be doing probably shorts on the YouTube. I have to get my channel up there. If they allow me to upload this video, I will upload it and I will share the link so that you can watch it and enjoy, even though it's only 20 minutes long. That's okay, guys, though. I enjoyed y'all for coming out. Let me take another picture of myself. And I'm going to end here. Ta-ta for now. This is Original Name on They Won't But We Fucking Will podcast. And the email to send your stuff in to talk to me or have me read your email online is twbwfwpodcast@gmail.com. twbwfwpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you.